Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
When farmers have a problem, they fix it. Simple as that. That's why so many farmers are using Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It contains a special additive that takes care of internal diesel injector deposits, or IDID. So it helps prevent injector failure, clogged filters, and power loss. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. Switch to Senex Ruby Fieldmaster. It's the perfect fix for today's high-tech engines.
See your Senex dealer or visit Senex.com to locate a dealer. Senex is a brand of CHS. The 7451 Cattle Company presents its third annual Red Dirt Bull Sale, Friday, March 13th, high noon at the ranch near Marshall, Oklahoma. That's just north of the junction of Highways 74 and 51. Some 200-plus Red Dirt Bulls will be available. For sale information or a catalog, contact the sale manager, Matt Sims, at 405-641-6081 or go to the website, www.mcsauction.com. That's 405-641-6081, www.mcsauction.com. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to take a look at these livestock futures and ended up with a nice day yesterday live and feeder cattle futures higher and the hogs mostly higher across the board as well.
That's exactly right. We pretty much picked up, Dave, from where we left off on Friday with more upside taking place in live cattle and feeder cattle as they traded and closed higher. We also saw several contracts take out last week's highs also. Now, for these markets to really break out to the upside, we need to see these contracts in the cattle complex get above and close above the February highs. We saw choice box beef up $1.09 yesterday, select boxes down 12 cents on a total movement of 70 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was 109,000 head. The cash feeder index was down $1.48, and we also saw the lean hogs close positive yesterday. On the close yesterday, April live cattle $1.75 higher. March feeders were up $2.20. April lean hogs 20 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Cattle producers, mark it down and plan to be there at the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, March 6, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 550 Angus bulls will sell, 30 Hereford bulls will sell as well. Express Ranches is involved in all the cutting-edge technology that assists in adding value to your bottom line. Check out details of the 2015 Spring Bull Sale at expressranches.com. Or give Express Ranches a call, 800-664-3977.
Well, Tom, let's look at our grain futures, and kind of a tough day yesterday. Grains were lower across the board.
Exactly. The fund selling pressured the soybeans, the corn, and the wheat in the negative closes yesterday. Selling was also tied to the Brazilian trucker strike that is having less and less of an impact on moving products in Brazil. It looks like that strike might be getting closer and closer to a conclusion. Now, Monday, we also saw the Dow and the S&P scored record highs and closes, and our trading in the grains overnight has been very quiet. It's been mixed and in moderate trading volume. May Casey wheat currently is a penny and a quarter higher. The May corn's up a penny and a quarter also. May soybeans down 2.5. May cotton trading 74 points lower. April crude oil is 32 cents higher. The March dollar index is 4 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures 29 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866 Go to Tom.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today and look forward to our visit again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.